Psalms 118 tonight, if you have your Bible. Psalms 118, verse 14. I want to read the rest of this chapter tonight, and we'll give you a little outline of it here and a little intro, and then we'll give you the message that we want to preach, and just pray that God will just help our hearts just to realize that how good God is, what He's done for us, and what He's going to do for us. Amen? Psalms 118, verse 14. And the Bible says, "And the Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly." The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech Thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And we look at this, the psalmist is telling us here about how good God is, and he's talking about the Lord and the strength He has. And he's talking about a song that he sings because of his salvation. I'm glad tonight I've got a new song in my heart. I can turn the radio on. If it ain't gospel music, if it ain't something from the Lord, it don't appeal to me very much. But I'm glad, amen, it ain't something I got hooked up with. When Jesus hooked me up, amen, glory be to God, with the precious Lamb of God, amen, I've got a new song in my heart. Amen. It goes out. Praise God. It comes in and it goes out. Glory to God. And I rejoice in that song. And the psalmist said here, because of the strength he has, because of the song in his heart. Amen. Because of salvation. Amen. Ain't you glad for salvation? We could be like a whole lot of the world trucking along here. Don't know nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that we know Him. Yeah. And we know Him in that free pardon of sin. Amen. He died for us according to the Scriptures. And then He rose the third day, praise God, according to the Scriptures. He was seen of the brethren according to the Scriptures. And He was seen of about 5,000 one day according to the Scriptures. Amen. Because God said it, praise God. We have the confidence and the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. He's all that we need. He's altogether sufficient and He's altogether lovely. Amen. If we could just take Him tonight and say, "Lord, you know what? You're all I need. You are my strength." I wonder where we get our strength from. If you're getting your strength anywhere except from the Lord, amen, you don't have much strength. But praise God tonight, if we're getting our strength from the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we have all the strength we'll ever need. Amen. Because He is our strength. He said they was of a voice of rejoicing. Salvation, tabernacles of the righteous. Amen. Hey, they ought to be rejoicing down at the house of God. Amen. You come in, I know what you say. Well, preacher, I just don't feel like it. Amen. Well, I'm glad, praise God, I'm not running on feelings. Hey, there's a lot of times, I'll be honest, there's a lot of times I don't feel like it. But praise God, I get to thinking about who He is. I get to thinking about what He's done. I get to thinking about how much He loves me, how much He cares for me, how much He wants to touch the lives of His people, praise God. And I get to can't help it. Amen. I get beside myself because of who He is and what He's done. He's rejoicing, praise God, in salvation. Amen. He's rejoicing. I know what Jesus done for me. If it wasn't for Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be in hell. Amen. I'd be doomed and damned without any hope. But because of what he did, praise God, I can sing a new song. I've got strength, praise God, and I can rejoice in the salvation in the tabernacles of the Lord, praise God. And righteousness, amen. He said, the Lord is exalted in my life. He's lifted up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to lift the Lord up so that we can draw nigh to Him. Amen. James said, if we'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. He said, we got to lift Him up. Amen. We start lifting Jesus up in our life, praise God. You know what it'll do? It'll get Him close to us. It'll get us close to Him, and other people will see it. Those other people around us begin to see Christ in us and recognize that hope of glory. We need that tonight. We need that in the day and the hour that we live. He said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. See, there was a long time in my life I was a dying. Amen. I was a dying man. But praise God, one day I began to live. Amen. You say, preacher, one day you're going to die. Hey, one day I may decease, praise God, from this world, but I'm going to live forever with my Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I may part out of here, glory to God. I may part out of your sight in a little while, but praise God, hey, don't you say I've died. Say, He just began to live. Amen. I can lay aside these old body of clay. So that gives me such a fit. Praise God, not be creating likeness of my image of my Savior. Be with Him, praise God, forevermore. What a blessing that'll be. Amen. He said, there'll be no more dying over there. He said, I'll just be declaring the works of the Lord. I said, look, hey, get over there and say, praise God, look what Jesus done to me. Amen. Praise God, look where He brought me from, where He took me to. Amen. Praise God. Hey, there'll be a whole lot of them up there, Brother Rex, say, well, brother, that's old news. Amen. Praise God. We already hearing that up in here. Praise the Lord. Because God's good. Praise God. Amen. He's a deliverer. He said, He'll open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. Amen. That's what He said over there in Psalm 24, remember? When the Lord pulled up from the gate that second time. Amen. And He said, open your gates. You ever latch the doors? Amen. Hey, old gatekeeper said, who is it? He said, it's the Lord of hosts. Praise God. He said, I done pulled up here. He said, I got every one that He give me. Glory be to God. And we're going to march on in. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, you know, we got a blessed hope in the Lord. Amen. He said, this gate of the Lord, who is that? That's Jesus. Amen. He's the gate. He's the door, praise God. He's the way, amen. Only way we're going to get there is through Jesus. There's a whole lot of people on the radios and TVs and these so-called religious channels talking about the different ways to get to heaven. These psychologists are saying, well, you know, there's so many ways for a man to redeem his soul. There's so many ways for a man to appease self. I'm going to tell you how to be self is get rid of self, praise God, and selfishness, and get the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He makes the difference. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And besides Him, there is no other. Amen. Praise God. He's the only way that we're going to get to heaven. Muhammad can't help you. Buddha can't help you. Amen. The little bald-headed fella, he can't help you. Amen. Gandhi, he can't help you. But praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, He can save your soul. Amen. He's that gate. He's the way in, praise God. And He said, it's into which the righteous shall enter. And He says, I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Amen. He says, praise God, I figured out how to get in, glory be to God. He said, I'm just going to praise You because I'm in. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says that Thou hast He said, the stone which the builders refused to become the headstone of the corner. Amen. He said, the builders refused it, but praise God, it's become that chief cornerstone. Yeah. He said, it's that one that most people's refuse today. Praise God, it's that building stone. It's the one that we set our compass on. It's the one, praise God, that we can line off on. Yeah. Amen. He said the world may be rejected. The world may not want us to pray in Jesus' name, praise God, because He's that cornerstone. But I tell you what, praise God, what they want don't matter. He's still the head of the corner.
Amen.
Amen. You can line up with Him. We got builders in here. Amen. If you ain't got a place to start, and you don't get it square, you're gonna have a time building. Amen. You could ask Brother Mike or Brother D, if you don't get a building square, you'll have a time because all the materials you buy won't work out. Amen. Or you could build it. You could build it looking, instead of being a square, you build it looking like a diamond. But if you ain't careful, your materials won't work out. Amen. Things won't fit like they should. But praise God, when you build off that chief cornerstone, glory be to God, things will fit. Amen. And everything will line up, praise God. Everything will fall into place. Everything will fit where it ought to fit. When we line up. Amen. He said, this is the Lord's doing. Amen. He said, He's the one that fainted. Praise God, where you can line it up. He said, it's the Lord that fixed it up, praise God, where me and you can line up with it. Amen. Ain't you glad He didn't put us out something that we couldn't line up with? Something that we couldn't build upon. Something that was always shifting and moving. Amen. But praise God, He gave us something that's steadfast and sure. That's what I like about the Lord, praise God. He's steadfast and sure. Amen. He don't move around on us. And then He says in verse 12, He said, this is the Lord doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Is it marvelous in your eyes what the Lord's done? What He's a-doing. Amen. How He saves old sinners, praise God, even as from ourselves. He delivers me. Hey, He delivered me from me. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm my own worst enemy. But God Almighty moved in my life, praise God. He saved me, began to do a work in me. And He goes in verse 24. This is where we're going to take our text tonight. For just a moment time, I want to show you a few things here. We'll go to the house. He said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. He said, this is the day. Amen. Praise God. And He said, it's not just any day. He said, this is the day that the Lord made. Amen. I want to preach on just a little bit tonight, if God will be my help, on that day. Amen. On that day. Amen. He said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. Praise God. I want to give, there's some significance in there, praise God, that'll help our heart. This is the day that the Lord made. He's speaking of the day, praise God, that God made. He's not speaking about a day that man made. He's not speaking a day that government recognized. Praise God. He said, this is a day, praise God, that God has made. And on that day, praise God, something magnificent happened. You see, it was on that day, praise God, that Jesus died. And on that day, praise God, the day that Matthew 28, verse 1, on that first day of the week, praise God, it was on that day a glorious thing happened, praise God, over there in the garden. The dead were raised alive. It was on that day, praise the Lord. Amen. Look at Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Amen. It was on that day, praise God, that she stepped out and went to see the sepulcher. It was on that day, praise God, that something magnificent, something never happened before, was going to take place. It was on that day. Amen. She went down there to see. And the angel of the Lord was there. Verse 2, He descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon Him. His countenance was like lightning, His raiment white as snow. It was on that day an angel came and He spoke to her there at the tomb. And for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Amen. Now listen to this. I like this part. This is where we have an advantage over every other religion. He said, He is not here, for He is risen. Amen. Amen. On that day, praise God, Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. On that day, this is the day that the Lord made, praise God. It was on that day, glory to God, that Jesus got up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He overcame death and the grave, praise God, and got up. Amen. Oh, they didn't know what was going on. Could you see them soldiers' face when they passed out from shock? Amen. Unbelief. When they come to, they scratch their head and say, what happened here? Said, I don't know about you, but it looked to me like he got up. They said, yeah, that's what it looked like to me. We better run tell somebody. Run tell them, said, hey, here, we'll give you big money. Don't tell them about this. But it was on that day, praise God, that Jesus come out victorious. Amen. He said, he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, listen, he got up, praise God. He rose up. He revived, glory to God. And he's gone out of here, gone down to Galilee. He said, if you're going down there where he told you to go, he'll see you there. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, Jesus said, if you'll just keep on, go where I tell you to go, do what I tell you to do, praise God, I'll see you there. Amen. Praise God, on that day, I'll see you there. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord made, glory be to God. This day. Amen. The day that he rose from the dead. Amen. It's on that day that Jesus met his disciples in a new fellowship. Amen. You remember over there, the evening of the first day in John chapter 20. The Bible tells us they was over there in the upper room. John chapter 20 and verse 19. He said, then the same day at evening. Oh, and by the way, it was being the first day of the week. It's on that day. Amen. Praise God. When the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, they said there was some fear taking place. Now, they'd never seen it on a fashion like it. It kind of put a fright in them. Amen. Can you imagine? Praise the Lord. But he said, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, now watch this, peace be unto you. It was on this day, praise God, that Jesus come and he said, peace be unto you. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Why? Because on that day, praise God, when Jesus rose up, on that day was the day that Jesus offered peace to mankind. Amen. Peace came from the Lord. Amen. Everybody in the world is looking for peace. Peace, peace, and the Bible says, and there is no peace. Amen. There's not no peace in this world. There's wars and rumors of wars. Amen. But the good God of peace, praise God, he's still staying peace. Peace unto you, praise God, that'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He still offers that peace unto you. It was on this same day, on that day that Jesus gave instructions. Amen. He told them what it was like. Remember on those two on the road to Emmaus? They went out there in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 45. They were trucking along. Amen. They was trucking along and Jesus pulled up beside them. And they was talking about, you know, his demise and what they found that morning down there at the tomb and Mary Magdalene and all the things that's happening. And he come up to them. He said, what's going on here? They said, man, ain't you from a... He said, you must not be from around here. But little did they know how right they were. Amen. He said, hey. He said, I'm not. He said, can you fill me in? Well, what's going on? He said, well, this man Jesus, praise God, they killed him and crucified him and put him in a barred tomb. But praise God, listen. Hey, this morning, Mary went down to the tomb. Praise God, an angel of the Lord was there. And he said, he's not here. He's risen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. On that day, he said, this is the day that he got up. And that you know the story, they go on down the road and getting late in the evening. He done as he was going to go on and they begged him to come in with them. He went in, sat down with them. Now it amazes me how blinded they are. So you got this man Jesus, he's walking along, he's got them nail holes in his hands. Got them nail holes in his feet and that piercing side. Amen. You say, well, they still there? I won't say, praise God, they're still there today. Amen. They're still there. But he was voted, and they didn't recognize who he was. You say, well, preacher, that's pretty sad they couldn't recognize Jesus. Hey, there's a whole lot of folks sitting in Baptist churches today don't recognize Jesus, praise God, when he speaks to your heart. Amen. Speaks to you through his word. Amen. But I believe he took that bread and he began to break it. Took them back from the prophets and told them all the prophecies of himself. How he had come and how he had been ridiculed, how he had been treated, how he had died, and how he had get up. I believe as he broke that bread, all of a sudden their eyes was opened. Amen. And they recognized him as the bread of life. They recognized him that drink of water, praise God, that living water that was flowing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He disappeared, praise God, and they loaded up and they headed back to Jerusalem. Just as hard as they go, said, you ain't gonna believe this. Amen. It was on that day, praise God, that God of glory revealed himself to those on the Emmaus Road. Amen. It was on that day, praise God, on the Lord's day. Amen. It was on that day that he ascended into heaven. Amen. He became those first fruits. You remember what he told them over in John? John chapter 20 and verse 17. Jesus said unto her, talking to Mary, he said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father, but go unto my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Amen. He said, hey, you can't keep clinging to me. He said, you got to let me go. He said, I've got some journeys to make, but praise God. He said, I'll be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was on that day, praise God, that he ascended to the Father. Praise the Lord. He took that blood offering, praise God, that sacrifice, amen, that he took for me and you. Praise God. Ain't you glad he did? It's on that day. Amen. I bet you never realized all that happened on that day. Amen. There's a whole lot of things happened on that day. That's why he said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. Praise the Lord. He ascended. He became those first fruits. Amen. He talks about that in 1 John. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. He said he's the first fruit of the redeemed. And he says, brother, he said, when we see him, praise God, he said, we're going to be like him. Amen. We're going to be glory to God, fruit of the redeemed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank glory to God. He talks about that. You know, they give examples of that in Leviticus. You remember when he told them over in Leviticus 23, he said, you go up there and when you go into the land. Let me read that to you so I don't mess it up. Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus 23 and verse 9. Let's start verse 9. It said, the Lord spake unto Moses saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. Now listen to this. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted. Now listen to this. For you. Amen. You see the type here? The Lord Jesus Christ. And now listen to where when he says it'll be. I got a hold of this other day and I about had me a spell. Amen. See, all these people, all these folks are still trying to keep the Sabbath. Amen. They don't realize, praise God, why we worship on the Lord's day. Even in Leviticus, praise God, it spoke of this. He says, your heart unto the priest, and you shall wave the sheep before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Amen. When? The day after the Sabbath. That's Sunday, by the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Had God know that'd work out that way? Because he's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, and ye shall offer that day when you weigh the sheep and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. That's a total burnt offering. That's whole sacrifice. Amen. He's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking on that day, praise God, when He'd get up victorious over the death, hell, the grave, the devil, praise God, the adversary. He's overcame, praise the Lord, on that day. On that day when Jesus come out of there, praise God, victorious, that wave offering. Amen. Praise God. God, hey, you know why? It got God's attention. Amen. Yeah, I think about that. I see, you know, you see a whole big crowd of people, maybe several thousand people, and you're hunting for somebody in particular. And you look out across that thing, and you're looking, and they look up there and they see you. So what do? They begin to go, hey! Amen. And all of a sudden, now that mighty multitude, big, small, little, large, round, no, all of a sudden you see somebody and you say, there they are. When I think about that wave offering, praise God, I think about that. Praise God, I can wait and say, hey, here it is, amen. That's what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. On that day, praise God, He died and He got up again. He said, here I am, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. On that day. It was on that day when Christ breathed on them. Remember them disciples in that upper room? Look back over at John chapter 20. It was on that day that they come to the Lord. The Lord came to them. Amen. And He said, peace be unto you. That's when He gives them that peace. As my Father has sent you, even so I send you. Amen. And He says, and when He had said this, He breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. See, it was on that day, praise God, that Jesus breathed on His disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was on that day. Praise the Lord. It was on that day and that Paul preached in Troas. You remember over in Acts chapter 20, verse 6 and 7? Amen. When he preached in Troas and he began to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was on that day. Amen. It was on that day. It was the first day of the week. Amen. It was on that day that the Lord had made. Praise God. He began to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. How significant is that? Amen. It was on that day. It was on that day, praise God, and He said that believers would come together to break bread. Amen. It was on that day. Amen. Ain't you glad for that day? Ain't you glad for the Lord's day, man, when we can come together, Lord Jesus Christ? It was on that day, praise God, that the Bible says, it was at Troas too, where Eutychus was. You remember the story where Paul was a preaching there at Troas? And the Bible said he was long-winded. And he didn't really say that. He said he was long in preaching. Amen. You can type right however you want to. Amen. Some people say, I'm long-winded. I said, well, I'm not long-winded. You just got short religion. Amen. I even had a preacher the other day tell me, he said, preacher, we done eating, we're leaving. He said, you were long-winded. I said, no, brother, most churches just got short religion. Amen. But he said he was long preaching. And you remember, as I said, there was a young man sitting in the window. And Paul was long preaching. I mean, plumb up to midnight and said, that old fella done like a whole lot of you. Sometimes he nodded off. But the bad thing was he was sitting in the window and he fell out and he was three stories up. And they took him up dead. He thought he was dead, killed himself, fell out and died. Paul run down through and said, oh, no, wait a minute. His life's still in him. Amen. Said he got him up. He's all right. You know what Paul did? He went back to preaching. Amen. Preach till daylight, praise God. How many of you would stay with him then? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've stuck with him during these New Year's Eve services. I've stayed up till midnight with him. How many of you stayed up all night with him? Amen. I know what you'd be saying. You'd say, shut up, preacher. We want to go home. Amen. But he was long in preaching and Eutychus fell out of the window and he died. Praise God. It was on that day. Amen. That the Lord raised him back up. Amen. Praise God. Didn't allow him to croak and go out of here. Amen. While Paul was a preaching, it was on that day. Hey, it was on that day. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16, 2 that it said, on that day that we're to lay in store as God has prospered us. Amen. He said, that's when you bring those first fruits down there to the storehouse. He said, because you recognize and realize God's been so good to you. Amen. And that you want to just give back to Him, praise God, those first fruits. Amen. And Paul said, hey, and you do that on the first day. On that day, praise God, We give back to Him that gave so much for us. Amen. It's on that day. But the Bible says in Revelation 1 and 10, it was on that day. Amen. He said it was on that day when old John the Revelator said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. He said, old John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He was magnifying the precious name of Jesus. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he said, what thou seest, and the Lord told him, what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto all the churches. Amen. It was on that day, praise God, that John the Revelator, he seen the Lord Jesus Christ real and alive and up close and personal, praise God. And he began to pin her down, sights unseen, too marvelous to speak. Praise the Lord. It was on that day that the glory of the Lord fell on his soul. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. It was on that day, praise God, that God just swept my own purpose. What are you saying, Pastor? I believe, praise God, on that day, every time we gather together on the Lord's day, praise God, we ought to gather together with purpose. Amen. Seeking to see the Lord, amen, in a big way. Praise God. He just move in, take up his abode. He said, it's the Lord's day. Amen. That's why it's called the Lord's day, praise God. It ought to be a day set aside for him. Amen. He said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise God. In Psalms 24, verse 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Amen. He said, it's on that day how all things transpired, that the day that God made. Amen. Praise the Lord. He made a magnificent day. And he allows us to partake in that day. But I want to say it's not just on Sundays that we should be magnifying the Lord on his day. Every day should be a day of the Lord. It should be on that day, on every day, praise God. We should be lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying His blessed name. He said, this is the day which the Lord made. He said, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. On that day. What day? Today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that and the day after that. Amen. And just on down through, praise God, just rejoicing and praising the Lord, being glad in what He's done for us. Amen. On that day, Jesus done all these things for us on that day. And people will look at us and say, why do you worship on Sunday? Because it's the Lord's day. Amen. It's on that day, praise God. The day that He made, the day that He gave us, praise the Lord, to do those things. And I don't know about you, I want to be found doing my part till He comes back. Amen. It's on that day, praise God, He done all these things. But He done all of them for me and you. It was on the Lord's day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. That day that He give us. And it's going to stand the test of time. Amen. That day that just keeps going on and on and on. That day that the Lord, on this day, on that day. Praise God. When Jesus got up. When Jesus delivered. When Jesus came forth. When Jesus breathed. When Jesus walked. When He talked. When the Spirit came upon men. It was on that day. Praise the Lord. People say, well, what's the significance of it? It's very significant because it's on that day. It's on the Lord's day. Amen. On that day that Jesus done all these things. Praise God. And you know what? If we ain't careful, we take it for granted, don't we? Amen. We take it for granted. We belittle it. We make it just as something else. But you know what? On the Lord's day, the day when we gather together Him, praise God, we ought to be thanking Him, magnifying His name for all those other days. Praise God, when He's been there and been the Lord of our life through all those days too. Amen. He's the God, not only of today, but He's God of tomorrow. And it says it's on that day. Praise the Lord. That first day of the week, when Jesus come out, the first day of the week, when Jesus showed Himself, that first day of the week, when the Holy Ghost of God fell on His people. Amen. Manifestation of the love God had for us. And you know what He was showing us? He said, all that old stuff's gone. And He said, this is new that I've given you. Something new that you have, a new covenant, praise God, even with no Gentile nation. Amen. See, we were never under the law. That was for Israel. Amen. That was for Israel. Praise God, a Gentile was never under the law. See, is the Ten Commandments good? Sure it is. It's God's Word. Amen. And we should maintain them. But praise God, He said, you know what? He gave us the only one that He didn't reiterate on is that Sabbath rest. Amen. Because Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. He said, it's not about that no more, about what you do and what you keep. He said, it's about me. and what I can do and what I've done. Amen. It's what Jesus done in our life on that day when He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. He said, save now, I beseech Thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, send now prosperity. Amen. He said, praise the Lord, now that we've recognized and realized what You've done, praise God, we're just going to trust on You to do the rest. Amen. We're going to trust You to give us that we need to finish this thing out and to finish well. Amen. The prosperity. You know what? America's been prosperous. We have been very prosperous. But we've turned our back on God. We've pushed Him back. We've said, I don't need You no more. But you know what? On that day, when God says, I've had enough, America will cease to exist as we do. Amen. We can fall overnight. Do you realize that those Russian MiGs that was off our Pacific coast today that we intercepted, if they could have had just a couple of a nuclear weapons shot out and just messed up our grid where it would shut our phones, our computers, and all that stuff down, America's finished. I mean, we just almost literally ceased to exist in just a matter of moments. It shut our power grids down, our communication grid. It'd make us vulnerable to everything outside. And it's right there off our coast today. You say, well, preacher, it could never happen to America. Boy, you're naive. It could very well, because God could pull His hand back. Amen. He could withdraw His hand from America and say, I've had enough. Amen. But praise be to God. I'm glad that He's a merciful God. The Bible says that His mercy endureth forever. He said it endured to Israel, it endured to Aaron, it endured, His mercy endures forever. He said, let them that fear the Lord. He said, let them now fear the Lord, saying His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures. That's why we're still here. Amen. Because His mercy endures forever. Amen. But He said, on that day, it's because of that day that the Lord's mercy still continues to endure. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that the Lord's mercy endures? Amen. Ain't you glad that He gave us that day? Oh, what a day. The day when Jesus got up victorious over it all. Amen. I'm going to say tonight, praise God, we can be victorious too. We have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ because of what He's already accomplished for me and you because of the Lord's day. Amen. That was the Lord's day. Why? Because that was the day He got absolute victory over it all.